Hi everyone and welcome back to the Simple Down podcast. Here we like to talk about things that help us simplify our lives from within. And today this will be kind of a continuation from the previous episode I did on social anxiety reset. I feel like one of the main points from that last episode that I did not emphasize enough was that you're not missing something if you choose not to feel like you're missing it. I mean, obvious stuff, right? But listen up. I know what some of my episodes can sound like, especially that previous one, like I'm justifying myself being a loner and antisocial, whatever other socially unacceptable role I may expose myself to be in. But this just shows my approach better. At this point, I don't think that I'm lacking anything in that area. Therefore, I don't feel like I'm lacking. I'm accepting the lifelong pattern of loneliness I've experienced, and at the same time I know that it doesn't label me as less or as lacking if I don't accept that social norm. Think of whatever insecurity you may be carrying around and now imagine not changing it but also not feeling bad about it anymore. How freeing would that be? Not having that huge heavy thing weigh in on who you are anymore. This is exactly what my take on social anxiety reset should lead us to show how you can take unpopular, unadvisable, sometimes socially unacceptable routes and arrive at breakthroughs that will benefit your life for good. I don't need to have arrived at the end goal I've mentioned in the last episode. Today, I already feel good about myself and my life without it. So whatever comes next, I'm good with it. First of all, because I'm at peace with my choices. And second of all, because I know that wherever I arrive is where I'm supposed to be. Our perception is our superpower or our poison, right? If we focus on whatever we don't have and see it as not having, we sentence ourselves to suffering, a lifetime of lack and victimhood. This can lead to all sorts of damaging behaviors, like the ones I've talked about before. In my own past, like using people and manipulating, trying to fill my own void. On the other hand, if we acknowledge something we don't have and focus on seeing ourselves as full anyway, we enter a new stage of being, call it confident, empowered, fulfilled. Regardless of the title, it's a state that profoundly benefits us. Isn't that the end goal of everything? Many people may not agree with us on this, and it's their right to do so because that is their experience, not ours. I believe if we choose the route of self-acceptance, we will face a lot of bad mouthing, but that should only propel us further. Not out of spite or ego, but because of the emotional effect criticism can have on us. This space where it doesn't make sense to like ourselves is exactly where we want to be. It's where the biggest shift can happen, because the resistance will bring up lots of difficult feelings, all of which can help us in our journey. I know this may sound shallow, but only if you're seeing it on theory level. When you fight your inner critic for long years and eventually win over a feeling that's been one of the most difficult feelings for you to deal with, it just feels out of this world. You know, the empowerment you feel in those moments can transcend into all areas of your life. In words, it sounds really simple. That's because it is simple, like every good concept, but simple doesn't mean easy. The mental shift is simple, but to get there, we have to arrive at a specific place of self-acceptance that, for some, is a long climb up. This is why I'm now a firm believer in that you must sit in your feelings. And I'm saying this as an avid feeling avoider, a person who until very recently didn't even understand the concept of acknowledging your emotions. I didn't even know what that is, not to mention feeling your feelings. And yet it is me saying that yes, we must boil in them. Like in this deep-set lifelong loneliness that I've been feeling, and let ourselves be devoured by it instead of trying to mask it with shallow exchanges and relations with others where we mask, manipulate, and do all of that exhausting stuff. for me, the thing that helped me get in touch with myself, basically, but get in touch with my emotions, was actually the period when I had completely given up on everything and simply didn't have the energy to run from my emotions anymore. I was like, yeah, whatever, I'm done, eat me up. And that's what they did. They did eat me up and spit me out. But then I saw that, hey, I survived. I felt the biggest feelings in my life and I survived. And actually understood and connected to and acknowledged and accepted an insane amount of things while being in that black hole. I came out as a very, very different person. Not perfect, but changed, transformed. Yes, living this way, your life may not look like the ones you see advertised on social media or movies, but I think that it's a compliment to you, showing that you're living your life authentically in a way that you're one-of-a-kind soul obviously chose to experience it, and not a template sort of a life. Our souls choose to experience the things we're facing despite of them being good or bad, because life is a beautiful one-of-a-kind experience in the good and the bad. There's always some sort of a purpose in all of the challenges that we face. Only by becoming one with the feeling that's been eating us up can help us move beyond it. Only by becoming one with the feeling we can set ourselves free from the mental programming that's been sawn into our brain from birth about what a good life is, about what we need in order to be happy, what's healthy for us. By the way, have you noticed that there are always at least two opposing opinions about everything that's supposedly healthy for us? Exactly my point. No one actually knows anything. Things always change and evolve. The universe always changes and evolves. And yet, here we are pretending like we know everything and that we must live this certain way. There is no certain way. There is only perception, which we can always transform. Our feelings are not working against us. They're moving us towards the next level of us or the next phase of our life. If we stop fighting against them, we can actually experience the alchemic power of our feelings and transform our bodies, our perceptions, our lives. All of this life is a process of transformation, right? In order to become a more conscious, aware, and fulfilled person. Acknowledging, feeling, accepting, becoming. Simple yet life-changing stuff. If you have any thoughts you want to share following this episode, feel free to DM me at simple.down on Instagram or email me at simpledownmovement@gmail.com. Thank you all for being here. Don't forget to give this a 5-star review if you found it valuable, and until next time.